Rumbo, Martha, St. Helena, California, September 20th, 1910. Mrs. Martha Rumbo, Asheville, North Carolina. Dear Sister Rumbo, recently, in looking over my writings, I found a partly written letter to you. Some months ago, my son told me about the school farm at Naples and that you had purchased it for a training school for Christian workers. I then began a letter to you, telling how glad I was that a school was to be established at Asheville. But I see that my letter was never finished, and now I am writing again. I appreciate very much your liberality in making this large gift for the establishment of the Naples school. I am also very thankful to you for letting us have the loan for the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. This has taken a great burden off my mind and has helped the institution very much. My sister, I praise the Lord for your willingness to help us in the emergency at Paradise Valley. I am very thankful for the help the Lord enabled you to give His faithful workers in their necessity. We have often been brought into very strait places in our efforts to respond to the light that has come regarding advance moves. But as we have advanced in faith, the relief of means has come, and it has not been those alone who have received the means who have been blessed. We know that the means coming from you, my sister, has been recognized of the Lord, and there will be thanksgiving from those who receive the light of truth as a result of your liberality. I am glad that you will, by and by, receive your reward. The Lord has blessed you greatly in making it possible for you to be a laborer together with Him in thus liberally assisting the work of His cause. We feel intensely regarding the work in our cities. There are few ready to engage in the work waiting to be done. There are people of all classes to be met, and the work is difficult. But we shall encourage all who have tact and the ability to understand the situation to give themselves to the work of sounding the last note of warning to the world. This morning, September 20th, I am up writing by lamplight. I cannot sleep. I was wide awake hours before daylight. I am pleading with the Lord for strength and grace and sanctified wisdom. The Lord can give me His blessing and enable me to continue to bear my testimony. I am nearly 83 years old, yet the Lord has strengthened my nerves so that the hand that holds the pen is still steady. Oh, how much I have to be thankful for. With heart and soul and voice, I praise the Lord for His loving kindness. We were greatly blessed during our camp meeting at Berkeley. We had an exceptionally favorable location, and this I appreciated. Sarah and I had rooms in a house just across the road from the campground. My room was opposite the large pavilion. I had only to cross the street, go a short distance farther, and I was in the tent. The meeting was carried through with success. The attendance at the meeting was large. The Lord strengthened me to speak several times. About a week after returning from the camp meeting, I visited the Pacific Union College, where a special meeting was then being held by the teachers of the church schools in this conference. Sarah and I left our home for the college on Friday morning, taking the longer route because the short one is rocky and at this time of the year very dusty. The long road is about 10 miles, 4 miles farther round than the short route, but it is an excellent road, ascending the mountain gradually. We suffered very little annoyance from the dust, but it is a drive of 2.5 hours, and on reaching the school, I felt very weary. Notwithstanding my weariness, I spoke to a full house the following morning. The Lord gave me freedom of speech, and I spoke for about an hour. The following words, which were on my mind, I spoke to the people. Entering the cities. Again and again I am instructed to present to our churches in every place the work that should be done, not only where we have churches already established, but in new fields where the truth has never been fully established. In our cities, as verily as in far-off lands, there are people of all nationalities whose souls are precious and who must hear the message. The way must be opened to reach these unworked fields. Decided work must be done, openings must be made. It is impossible for man to measure the ingenuity shown by Satan in deceiving human minds. As Christ saw the working out of Satan's plan to deceive man in many ways, He gladly came to our world as an infant, to live in this world, to meet the wily foe at every stage of human life, and to counterwork his satanic wiles. No one could understand, as Christ did, the enemy's power of deception. He saw that the world was being captivated by the delusive power exercised through commercialism of various kinds. He came to take human nature and to stay this overwhelming power of deception which was leading souls to their ruin.
Thus was carried out the plan for Christ to act his part as a savior. He came to our world to live and suffer and die, that he might win to God the souls deceived by Satan. He is wise in an understanding of the tempter's plans, and he can teach men and women how to become wise to discern and escape the corruption that Satan is constantly inventing. Christ declared, "I have pledged myself, as the only begotten Son of the Lord God Almighty, to carry out God's plan to win souls from Satan to the Lord's side." Christ alone can defeat the enemy. He works in man's behalf to uncover his plans, that souls may be led to turn from the arch-deceiver. May the Lord bless you, Sister Rumbo, and guide you in all your efforts to establish the truth, is my prayer.